Welcome to the Life Church STL podcast. Wherever you're joining us from, we hope this message encourages and inspires you. Thanks for listening and enjoy today's message.
You know, I was just thinking about these next 2 weeks, and you know, for many, we have this focus on, ooh, it's Easter and Palm Sunday, and it's like everybody comes to church, and you're like, where were you at the rest of the weeks of the year? But this walk with God, this relationship isn't just about 1 or 2 weeks a year, you know, about coming out and being a part of the church just a little bit. And I was just thinking about Jesus and his walk and, you know, what he did for us and what we will be celebrating in a couple of weeks. This work on the cross wasn't to please people. It was to please God. It was to do the will of his Father. And as he was praying right before he was betrayed, and he's like, God, please, if it's your will, take this from me. But if it's not, then your will be done. And he had so many people, like everybody, saying, hey, Jesus, aren't you just going to, like, destroy everything and make it new? Aren't you going to bring your kingdom to the earth and all these different things? And I think about so many times that we have all these thoughts. Maybe it's our thoughts. Maybe it's people putting their thoughts in our head. Or maybe it's just looking to see what somebody else is doing. And then all of a sudden we're like, but look, I mean, they're doing so well, or they're doing so much. And man, am I really doing enough? And we get into this mode so easily of seeking the adoration or the esteem of others around us, even if we don't say it, even if it's not like, hey, I want your approval. A lot of the times we can lean in this direction of doing or making decisions because we want the approval of people around us. And the problem is that we shouldn't be, and like Jesus, we shouldn't be seeking the approval of man or some approval that can come from this world, but we should be seeking the approval of God. We should be pleasing him. In Galatians 1:10, it says, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of God. It's an interesting statement there because it really calls us out. And it's like, look, if we're trying to seek the approval of people, we're not serving God. We're not with him. Because we can't serve God and serve man. And if we're doing things to please man, then we're serving them. In John 5, it says, how can you believe who receive honor from one another? He's saying, how can we possibly believe if we're trying to seek our honor from one another and not trying to seek that from our Heavenly Father? In John 12, it says, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Can you imagine? And I say that thinking, man, could you imagine? But we don't realize that so many times that's exactly what we're doing. And we can say it all day long. It's like, I want the praise of God more than the praise of anybody else. And then we get up and we struggle to find what clothes to wear to church because we want to look good. And look, I took a while to pick out my clothes too, so I'm not calling just you out. I mean, it's just what it is. And it's a simple little point, but it proves the point. I'm like, man, what am I going to wear to church? I have to look cool. Now, I'm just cool, okay? So I just don't have to try. But so many times it's without even thinking or without trying, the actions, the decisions can be led by approval of those around us. And that's what today I just want to take and hopefully turn our minds in the right direction. Look, we're going into this great moment with Palm Sunday and Easter and this whole celebration. And we think and get all excited about it. And it's like, yeah, all this stuff. And then the whole way leading up to it and the rest of the year, we're not seeking after his approval. We're seeking after their approval. You know, it's like, wake up, make a decision based on what somebody else is going to think about me. And that is not who we are. That is not how God created us. He created us to have our eyes on him, to be focused on his will, what he wants for us, what he has for us, to get our approval from him. So, we don't want to be people pleasers, so what do we do about it? In Ephesians 6, verse 5, it says, "Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart, as to Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart." So, in this scripture, he's calling us to relate to those here on this earth, not because of what they can do or how they will look at us, but because of how God will see us. And when he says bondservants and masters, of course, this relates to all of us in every day. Look, I'm going to tell you, if you're doing something based on somebody else's opinion, they're your master. If you work for somebody, and it's strong words, but they're the one you are under. They're your boss. They're your spouse. They're your friends. We're called to love people. We're called to serve people. That's who we are as believers. And so whenever in this scripture it says bondservants and masters, just think about as one that serves your family, as one that serves at work, as one that serves those that don't know Christ yet. It's just talking about serving people, what we are called to do. And how do we do that? Not as man pleasers. Like, don't serve people. Don't do something for somebody because you want to please them. Do something because you want to please God. So what does he say? Bondservants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling. We need to love and serve with fear and trembling. And the funny thing is so many times we do these things out of fear, but it's the wrong kind of fear. Whenever we make these decisions based on what somebody else may think, we're afraid that they may think something bad of us, or think we're not doing it the right way, or think our clothes aren't cool. But when he says, do this with fear and trembling, he's not talking about fear of man. He's talking about fear of God. He's saying, whenever you do something, do it not based on being afraid of something of this world. Be doing it because you have a healthy fear of God, of what God thinks about you. I want to be, and it's interesting, we say, well, I got to fear God? I mean, is he going to kill me? Is he going to beat me or whip me or something? Is that why I fear? No. I want my kids to fear me, but not because I'm going to beat them, but because they want my approval. They want my love. They want my respect and my understanding. They want these things from me, and that's how I want them to feel about me. I want them to have a healthy fear about me, not because I'm going to kick them, but because I'm going to love them, but maybe be disappointed. Like if the wrong decision is made, I'm probably going to be disappointed and there's going to be a talk, you know? One of those talks. Obey with fear and trembling. In Psalm 96:9, it says, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Tremble before him. See, God is so loving. He's so comforting. But I don't ever want to forget who God is and the fact that if I were standing before him in my flesh, I wouldn't be able to live. That I can't possibly look on his glory in this sinful body and stay alive. I don't know. Have anybody ever thought about that? Huh? Nobody? Couple people. My mom and dad have, by the way, so because they keep saying yes. That I wanna think about God in that way, that this isn't just an earthly father, but this is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And our Father. And whenever I make a decision, whenever I am walking out of my door to face the day, what I do, that I make a decision based on who he is. And whether I'm going to please him or not. And whenever I think about who he is and pleasing him, I feel like I'm going to tremble, because if I make the wrong decision, that it's not the same as when somebody else looks at me. It's not the same as when somebody else talks to me. It's God. And in Colossians 3:22, and almost the exact same thing is said. It says, bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. Fearing God. Make your decisions, not because you're afraid of people. And really, we shouldn't even be thinking that way. We shouldn't be afraid of what somebody else may think. And you know what the cure to being afraid of what somebody else thinks is? caring about what God thinks. And look, I've dealt with this a lot, and even recently, thinking about, listen, there's so many churches doing so many great things. And you know what the first thought that comes through your mind whenever you see a church do a great thing? As a pastor, am I doing a great thing? Wait a second. Am I doing something that somebody else thinks I'm doing a great thing? And then all of a sudden I'm thinking, I care whatever other people think. Am I doing what I do to please people? Or am I doing what I do to please God? The second thing that we get out of the scripture in Ephesians, verse 6, it says, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. It's just simple. He's just saying, do the will of God. Don't seek after somebody else's approval. Don't be afraid of what somebody else may think. Do what you do because you have a healthy fear of what God thinks and you want to please Him. And then just do what God is saying. Just listen to what He's saying. Doing the will of God from the heart. Sometimes this is hard, and I will tell you, that so many people struggle, myself included in the past, with the will of God. It's like, but I don't really know the will of God. I don't really know what He wants me to do. I don't, like, what is His will for my life? And then you have people saying, God's told me it's His will that I do this. And I'm like, you sure about that? But you know what His will is for us? In 1 Thessalonians 4:3, it says, for this is the will of God. Your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. It goes on through all these things, but I just want to focus on your sanctification. Do you know what that means? Your consecration, your purification, you're becoming more like Him. So I can tell you that whenever you think about God's will for your life, whenever we say, God, what is your will for my life? Really, what His will is for us to become more like Him. What His will is for us to be purified. What His will is for us to be holy. Now, we can't be perfect, but what we can do is follow Him on that path to becoming more like Him. You say, well, I mean, sometimes there's just a decision that needs to be made, and I want to know, is it His will that I take this job or that job? And sometimes it's a little hazy, a little fuzzy. But do you know what I believe the right decision would be? It would be to follow the direction that would make you more like Him. What will make you more like Him? What will make you do more of the things that He does? What will cause you to trust Him and His leading more instead of your own understanding? What will bring you to the place of being more like Him? That. See, we can take this this passage and apply it to any direction, because it's not about the destination, the earthly destination. It's about our spiritual destination. And I believe it was God's will that I pastor this church. But that path wasn't a path that he said, here it is, the whole thing, do it. I'm going to give it to you. You know what the path was? It was a path of purification. It was a path of taking a step that was a baby step. It was like, what about Bob? Baby steps. Baby steps, Bob. One little step after the next little step that caused me to be more like him. And I'm not there. I'm not at a final destination. And whatever he leads me into this next year or the next 10 years, what is his will? It's for me to be more like him. And there may be 5 different things that I do. But all of them, if they're the will of God, they're going to make me more like him. They're for my purification. They're for my sanctification. So when you say, what's the will of God? To be more like him. Your sanctification. So when we're confronted with these decisions, a good question to ask is not what will people think, but what will make me more like Jesus? What will bring him glory? What will bring him joy? What will allow him to get the honor and the glory from my life? That's the direction that we should go. So the next thing, in Colossians 3:22, it says, "Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers." I know I've read that quite a few times, but I feel it might be good that we get it into our heads. "Not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart." The next thing is sincerity. You know, so many times when we make decisions based on what people may think, we're not even making a decision that will be ourselves, that will be sincere. Many times we put on a facade. We put on this fake self to try to act like something, to try to please people. Like, woo, I'm the life of the party. I mean, some people are. Don't get me wrong. That's not me. But, you know, we get into a moment or a place and it's like, okay, I gotta be this. I gotta do this. But why? Is it because of what people may think? Because it doesn't matter what people think, it matters what God thinks. So he says, with sincerity of heart, be sincere. Get rid of the superficial. And listen, I know this is not an easy one to deal with because many of us, I could probably say all of us, in some way have something that we do because of walls and protections that we've put up to help us stay safe from people. And it feels a little hard and it's kind of vulnerable to take those things down, but as this says here, it says, avoid being superficial. Do what you're going to do with sincerity of heart. Fear. Have a healthy fear of what God thinks, more so much more than what people would think. Obey him. Obey what he says and where he's at. Like, you're like, what's he saying? Listen. Read his word. Hear what he's saying. And then do what he's saying to do with sincerity of heart. Not trying to protect ourselves, not trying to cover up who we are because we don't think that people will like it. But do what we do. Because we're God's creation, he's called us to great things. Knowing that, hey, I don't have enough. I don't have all that it takes. I don't have. Like, we don't have enough to do what God's called us to do. Sorry to say it. Sorry to tell you, we don't have the strength. We don't have the understanding. We don't have the knowledge. If you do have all those things for what you believe God's calling you to do, I'm not really sure that's what God's calling you to do, because I believe he's calling you into something greater. If you can figure it all out, I'm pretty sure it's something you thought up and not him. If you know the whole path and all the directions and how you're going to get there, I'm pretty sure it's your will, not his. So do these things with sincerity of heart. Be sincere. Don't be superficial. And be the same in public and in private. It says, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. I mean, one of the things that you have to think when it says, do what you do, not based on people looking at you, but based on God seeing what you're doing. Don't do these things just when you are in front of people. Do them when you're out of the eye of people. Be who God's called you to be whenever you're alone. Allow him to sanctify you and purify you. Be the same in private as you are in public. There's multiple ways that we can talk about that subject, but God wants us to be the same. Whether we're in front of people or we're not. And so many times, and look, it's funny because, I mean, I can even say, when we get home and the dogs are going crazy and the kids are going crazy and Tori's going, I'm just kidding. Whenever it feels like everything's a mess and everything's going crazy, when there's stuff going on, and then, you know, I can get a little agitated. And you may not know this about me, but I get pretty, like, frustrated, and I can get angry, and my anger level can rise. Vernon, see, he didn't even know. He was like, what? Oh. You know, I may seem so, I'm even keel. But see, I want to be the same in my house with my family that I am with other people. I don't want to act like I'm some nice guy and I love everybody and then go home and be mean and angry to my family and mistreat them. Because if I do that, I'm just doing it to please man. The only reason I'm being nice is because I'm worried about what people think. So don't do these things for eye service. Don't do them just when people are watching. Trust God. Love Him. Serve Him. Not just because people are watching, but because He knows who you are. Because He's watching. He, of course He is. Follow Him. Love Him. Because our reward is from Him. Our reward is from Him. It's not from people. Our reward isn't earthly. Colossians 3:23, it says, "And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men." Not for eye service, not to please somebody else, but do it for the Lord. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. The reward comes from God. He is our reward. This relationship that we have with Him is our reward. Being saved from the sinful mess that we were in is our reward. Don't seek a reward from others. Seek it from God. Will you stand with me?
Thanks for listening today. We pray this message encourages you. If you have any questions or you'd like to learn more about us as a church, you can always visit us online by going to lifechurchstl.com.